Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Everybody's going in tonight. They want a game. Y'all should be. I know everybody's ecstatic. So y'all have y'all moment. It's cool. It's cool. I'm gonna let y'all do y'all thing. Let y'all do y'all thing tonight.
That's right. I know my house is gonna be filled with some fans, but you know, I just put the word out. So just call in and rep your team. It don't necessarily have to be the Giants, but if you need a team to rep for, hey, Big Blue is always available.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Jazz, before we get started, I've got to pay some bills because today is a big day. Today is Nene's release day for all you
fans,
you trappers. Her book released at the stroke of midnight last night. So we're so excited. You know, we've been waiting about 50 years for this, but don't tell Nene I said that.
Wow. Wow.
I always tease it that she takes a couple of decades to put the books out, but I'll just remind her about that tomorrow at tomorrow's show. But let me properly introduce myself. My name is Tony, and we talk all things sports here on the Scoreboard every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. with my partner in all things sports, the one and only Mr. Jazz Scoreboard. So while I pay these bills, Jazz, you better buckle up. I got pages and pages to talk to you about tonight. Now, at the top of the show, I did say this was a Scoreboard presented by the women only, Nene Capri and Real Raw Radio. Just to get caught up in some of the books that she has out before her release of Last Night of Tainted 2 is the T-Trap series, and that's kind of intertwined with Tainted 2. So she has parts 1, 2, and 3, which are on Audible Books. And right after part 3, you should read Tainted 1. I know one of my co-Giants fans, she's not really feeling Tainted One because of this one particular character. There's always one in there. Arthur Gibbs, she cannot stand Glenn in part one. But I hope she goes on into finishing the book because it's really good. And after Tainted One, you got to pick up T-Trap 4, which I actually just finished a couple of weeks ago, and it's pure fire as only Nene knows how to produce. And at the stroke of midnight last night, Tainted 2 was released. So today has been a busy, busy day for us. in here in her camp promoting her book. So please head on over to Amazon and one click take it to outside of one and only Nene Capri. Now she also is pinning Diamond Thompson Glock. She's writing that with the one and only beautiful authoress Black. So that's another book that her avid readers cannot wait to one click. Now, Mr. Bebo, he is no slouch. He's busy over there helping us promote that book. And we're actually going to be in Fort Worth, Texas this weekend, Jazz. For a big
nice
book signing. Yeah, so the whole team is going to be together. Me, Lisa, Bebo, Nene, and a whole host of other authors in the Fort Worth, Texas area.
Nice.
So if you're in that area, please come out and support us. We're going to be at the Como Community Center. Yeah, right there at Fort Worth, Texas. Now, Mr. Bebo, he has a great, great series of books, The Rat Hunters, and he actually gave us a couple of sneak peek chapters. Jazz, you see, I got through that without stumbling and bumbling. Now, don't ask me to do
I'm
that
impressed
next week.
I'm impressed. Like, you know, I'm you're better at that than me. You're better at that than me.
You know, my arm is hurt, so I'm trying to pat myself on the back. But anyway, I digress. He has a web series. He has a web series that's going to be debuting on Halloween. You got a date. Don't stop our eyes still for that. So, actually, anything with Nene Capri's name on it and Mr. Bebo's name on it, you cannot go wrong. So, when one click those banging reads. Now, Jazz, you know, we always go in on Sunday, me and my cyber friends, and I be tagging you and tagging you and tagging you, and you just won't come out and play with us. Anyway, we had to rub it in your face that we got Big Blue, our first win, and we kicked it off in week three. So you can pick your team, your sport. Let's go, buddy. I'm ready.
Nothing. Hey, you know, I mean, the Giants won. I'm ecstatic. You know, you guys, y'all won. Y'all beat the Redskins. You look good doing it. I commend you guys. Y'all beat the Redskins. The Redskins are 1-2 like yourselves. That's a beautiful thing to be tied for last place in the division. That's beautiful.
You know, Jazz, you just had to throw in that like yourselves, right? You could have just skipped over that little thing. But, you know, we already got a hand up in our studio. And I can just imagine who it is and what they're going to go in. You ready to take our first caller of the night?
Sure. Why not? I am. Let's get it in, baby. Let's get it in.
Okay, we're going to bring in 973-517. You're on the scoreboard with Tony and Jazz. What's your name and where you calling from?
Good evening. It's Gibbs calling from Jersey. Just know right after this, the other 973-517, he's waiting too. I told him, don't press one until I finish. No, because Jazz, yo, you something else. Like, you always talk so much junk, but we don't hear you when we on social media. You know everything, modern technology, everybody on social media. You never, ever, ever come out. Then you want to come talk junk up here. And I think, you know what I think, dude? I think you wait and see if we're going to lose or not. If we would have lost, you would have been all on social media. But we won.
Where was you last week?
I was quiet.
Where was you last week?
But I
just
said,
like
yo,
the rest of y'all, y'all quiet. What
no,
I say?
Stop.
As soon as y'all win,
we
y'all all gonna come out.
No, Jazz.
No, Mr. Jazz, I promise you.
She was there. She was there.
I'm serious. I was on the line. On everything I love, I wanted to press one. But you start talking massive junk like the last 8 minutes. And you know I can't call at the end because y'all got to do all the advertisement, promotions, all that. I say, yo, you whack for that. You should have been up earlier so I could have pressed one. I promise you I wanted to press one because you was coming for me.
Look, y'all, like I said, when y'all win, then, of course, we're going to have 10 or 12 Giants fans calling today. Everybody likes the Giants when they win. At least Cowboys fans, they're out or they in.
No, yeah, that's what I was about to say, because I didn't hear a Cowboys fan come up yet. Not they win, they lost, nothing. So talk about them and stop getting on us.
I'm look, I mean, look, like I said,
Cowboys fans to call. They didn't call yet. I'm just saying, are they ever going to call win or lose? I'm for real.
Well, you know, it's a bad.
And we support them even when they're losing, Jazz. We still
thank you.
Look, it's a bad time in Dallas right now. It's really hard right now. You know, they dropped one to the Falcons. They may drop one this week. It's a bad time in Dallas right now. I gotta give them props. So again, like we always said, when they lose, you don't hear from them. So I'm not expecting from that.
Well, win or lose, I'm still big blue. I just had to let you know that. I'm dead serious.
I was real
angry, and I didn't want to have to come over there and get you. So I said, let me just wait till next week.
Well, now before you leave the space, let me say, you saw that the Raiders are 2-1. So I really, really, really expect for you to be like, yo, you know what? You got that. I told you. I told you. I told all of y'all.
Look, on the post, I said, Mr. Jazz happy right now, but I'm serious. You never came on.
You know, I apologize. I'm not, you know, Sundays, social media is not really, I'm not really good right now. I'm trying to get better. But I saw some of the stuff, and I was like, you know what, I got to give her props. she propping my team right now. Not to say, because we might end up 3-13, and y'all might be giving it to me, but that's okay.
Look, time to go.
I'm going to give it to y'all. You're tied for last place. Something to be proud of. I'm excited.
And wait,
let me
tell you before I go. Mrs. Tony, I really was upset about Tainted, but I finished the whole thing. But I'm serious. Bishop and Glenn, they have to die. Like, I just want somebody to tell me that they died in Tainted too, because I feel like if they still alive, I don't even want to read Tainted too. But then I think I'm going to give it a try, but on everything I love, they not dead in Tainted too. I'm not reading Tainted 3, and Nene Capri could hate me, but I won't read it because they need to be dead.
She said they need to die.
You know what? In words of Nene Capri, I'm going to say, Dustin John, stay tuned, girl.
You funny. You said her. That's her word.
She's not her. Dustin John.
Yes. Good night, y'all.
Thanks so much for your support.
Y'all wrong for that, man. How's she gonna say they need to die? Really?
Because if you know what, Jazz, he is one. As Mimi calls him, he's a pig and Tainted One. Oh my God, I wanted to go into the pages and strangle him. Tainted One was no joke, and she makes those characters where you can actually feel them in the bone marrow of your being. That's how much Glenn is hated and Tainted One. And I think that Giz would definitely agree with me, but that's okay. Read part two, Giz. You won't be disappointed.
Absolutely.
This is how we feel about these characters, Jazz.
I invested in them. I understand. I got you. Got you.
Yes. But, yeah, you know, we kicked off week three with that win. Even though Sunday, I was going back and forth because, you know, I got to root for the home team. You know, since the Giants had won, so I was pulling for the Jets. And that was a game that they really should have won.
Well, I mean, you know, like I heard all week, the Giants should be 3-0. You know what?
Definitely.
You're right. They're not. They should be, but they're not. Let's talk about reality here.
Reality, yes.
Now, the Jets,
The Jets, what are you going to say about the other home team? Come on, bring
it to
me. Well,
I was going to say, you know, the Jets. The Jets played well. I mean, but, you know, Darren Sproles did them in with that punt return. Punt return did them in. But they play well, though. I mean, compared to the Jets of last year, they played well, I got to say.
Yes. It's actually kind of refreshing to watch the Jets play this season, even though it's just been three games. And they're showing some promise. You know, I'm not saying that they're Super Bowl contenders, but you don't never knock anybody out because it could be a total surprise. So You know, but
I agree.
You know. So, but I think that with those turnovers on Sunday, that really, really hurt. That really hurt us.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think?
I mean, yeah, you can't have turnovers like that. I mean, and but you know, it's Fitzpatrick, so he's going to sling the rock. You know what I'm saying? That's what he does. He's like a Brett Favre, because no pass is a bad pass to Fitzpatrick. But you got to protect the ball. If you're going to win games, you got to protect the ball. And that's the one thing about Fitzpatrick. That's the one reason why he has never been able to really hang on with one team, is because he doesn't protect the ball.
Right.
And we know when you don't protect the ball, you lose those games. I mean, they lost by 7. They could have won the game.
Yeah, they were only down 3. 3-0
exactly.
Before all the shenanigans started happening.
Absolutely. But
and
now, so
you
are we
just,
gonna?
I'm sad.
No, you good? What's up?
I was gonna say, you know, we missed two key plays on our defense with Chris Ivory and Shelton Richardson.
Well, I mean, Ivory, you know, I like Ivory, you know, but I mean, for the Jets, I mean, it wasn't really. I mean, it wasn't like the Jets. I think the Jets scored enough to win the game.
Uh-huh.
I think they just, at the end, when they counted, they just couldn't prevent Philly from getting the first down.
Right.
They just couldn't stop them. When they needed that stop, they couldn't get it.
Uh-huh. It's like we got in our own way, you know, because that definitely should have been another W in that column for the green team.
Well, it could be worse. They could be, you know, they could be winless. It could be worse.
I just have a little faith. I have a lot more faith in this, in the coach, in the GM this season. For some reason, I'm just feeling Bowles and Todd Bowles, and I forget the GM name, but I'm really feeling them and what they, you know, what they did in the off season. It wasn't best, but they made some moves. They made some, I want to say, positive moves. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly you had to turn the page on some things. You couldn't keep the Rex Ryan, all that Rex Ryan stuff. You had to turn the page on that. And like I said, it helped when Geno went down with the injury. That helped a lot. Because
it really did.
Now you can turn the page without having the quarterback competition thing. You don't have to worry about that.
Uh-huh.
Geno not come back. So you can turn the page. Like I said, you can let Geno leave as a free agent. You can turn the page, and whether it's going to be Bryce Petty or whoever they decide is going to be the quarterback in the future, you can bring him in, get him some reps, and be all right.
Okay, we got another hand up, Jazz. I mean, the clubhouse is popping tonight. We're going to take another caller from one of our supported listeners. We're trying to bring in 973-517. You're live on the scoreboard with Tony and Jazz. What's your name and where you call us from?
Yes, it's Mr. Green calling.
Hey, Mr. Green.
What's going on? I just wanted to call and say, you know, them Giants did do their thing, you know what I mean? For one.
Yes, they did.
You know, I know Mr. Jazz is loving it.
Oh, yeah, I'm really loving that, man. It's still a game, you know, it's still a game behind in our conversation from the beginning of the year. So, yeah, I'm loving it right now. Life is good. Life is good, absolutely.
I know you like what the Raiders are doing too.
Yo, 2-1, man. They might be 3-1 after the weekend, man. I'm saying things looking real good. Things looking real good, man. You know,
yeah.
They're laughing at me. Ain't nobody laughing at me now. They might laugh at me later. They're not laughing right now though. You know, Big Blue's salty right now. Like, yo, what happened?
Yeah, I still think Book Bull gonna win the division, man. They gonna win it. They gonna win that division.
Come on. You really believe that?
I believe they gonna win a division, man. Dallas gonna lose at least six straight games right now. They had it's over in Dallas. You know what I mean? It's over. But what I really call for is let you know that the Steeler Nation is still alive.
Here you go.
We are not.
Tell them it's green.
Steeler Nation is just watch us Thursday night. We're going to take care of the Ravens, and then we're going to go on take care of the next three games after that. When Big Ben come back for the Bengals, we're going to be right back on track.
Okay. Now, you know, we had this conversation about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Right.
Uh-huh. We talked about Mike Vick about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yes,
we sure did.
After the Baltimore game, I want to see if you still standing with him. Nothing against him. But like we said, we agreed. If he got to start for a pre-long period, 4 or 5 games, that is disastrous for Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
The key to it is when we beat Baltimore. After Baltimore, we go on the road. I think we got the Chargers. Then we have a couple of games. We have Kansas City on the road, which is always a hard game. For some reason, I think the people in Kansas City love to see the Steelers because the schedule makers are always sending us to Kansas City for that. It's always a hard game. But if Michael Vick, if we can get through after we beat Baltimore, which is, I believe we can do that at home right now.
Uh-huh.
After we beat Baltimore, if we could even just go 2-2 before Big Ben come back for the Bengals, we're good.
Right.
I don't know, man. I mean, look,
you good. Don't think so, Jazz?
I don't think so. I think y'all, if he down 6 weeks, y'all go maybe 2-4. Maybe 1-5. Because by that time, they probably going to bring in somebody else. But y'all play Arizona in 2 weeks. If Vic starts that game, I don't care where you playing them at. Yo, the Cardinals are juggernaut right now.
But they're not the same team on the road. I'm telling you, the Cardinals might be one of the toughest games that we'll have, other than the Chargers on the road. But other than that, that's the two games I'm saying we might lose. Other than that, I think we're good. The Chargers and the Cardinals, I'm saying, is about the only two teams that I think may give us a run. We're going to take care of Baltimore. By the time we play the Bengals, Big Ben to be back.
Dude.
Big Ben back in 4 weeks. It won't be no 6 weeks. I'm letting you know that right now. You're talking about Big Ben.
You don't want him coming back in 4 weeks. That's week 9. You don't want him coming back.
We
not 100% just to save the season.
It'd be 100%. He'll be 100%. Believe me, I'll tell you what, he'll be good enough to play, and that's all we need. And as time goes on, Big Ben will heal up, and he'll be ready for the playoffs. Now, that's the worst scenario. Now, if Michael Vick show out and do something that we're not expecting him to do, then we might let him sit for 6 weeks. The key to Michael Vick is just keep it to one turnover a game. That's all we need.
Dude, you realize you going into the media schedule. Y'all play the Ravens, then you play the Chargers, then you play
Arizona,
the Cardinals, then you play then after that you play
Kansas City Chiefs,
then you play the Raiders. So if you're talking about 4 weeks, that's the media schedule.
Right. Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. The only two games I see is having a problem.
Y'all not coming out at 2-4. I might give you Baltimore. Maybe. Because in my football pool, I bet against the Steelers. So I chose Baltimore. Dude, Mike Vick is garbage. And by halftime, y'all going to be calling Bubby Brister talking about, yo, got a minute? Can you talk?
I'm telling you right now, Baltimore is garbage. Baltimore, you talking about one player.
That's my point.
Baltimore is garbage.
So you giving them that game? You giving them that game, guys?
And you telling us we can't win on the road against the Chargers?
I don't even give them to. Y'all won't be able to score. No.
Are you with crazy?
Y'all can score with Ben. You can't score with Vic.
Okay, listen. We got players. You understand what I'm saying? Players. Players. When the ball gets in their hand, they create. We don't have just players that need the ball. We got players that get the ball and create. That's the difference. So of course you're gonna miss Big Ben because he's been in that system for so long. But when the team need to rally, still is rally, man. Still a nation has always been. Adversity, we always come on top.
So who's gonna be that person when you want to rally? Who's gonna be that guy? Who they look to?
We got Bell. We got who else? We got this dude named Williams who's just balling. We got because you know he's gonna start playing more now that Big Ben out. Bell gonna have, they're gonna be switching going back and forth. Then you got Brown. Come on, the best receiver in the league.
You don't look at a wide receiver and say, yo, take us home. You look at the quarterback and say, take us home. When you look at little Mike Vick, you're going to be like, yo, here I am. I'm right here.
All we need
like,
is we don't need Big Ben to – we don't need our quarterback, Michael Vick, to win the game. We just need him to manage it, just like we was talking about the Jet quarterback. Yeah. We just need management. We don't need nobody to be a star. We got enough stars. Enough stars.
Just get the ball to the open man, right?
That's it. Hey, look, we're going to definitely entertain this conversation again as we do. Hey, look, and guess what? I always call. Win or lose, I always call.
That's
for you.
Right. That's true.
Mr. Green, the Steelers got three bullets, and one of the bullets is a dud because Ben is out. The Steelers got Brown and Bell. Bell is coming back off an injury. D'Angelo Williams is a free agent who came just this year. And Brown, there's nobody to throw with the Brown. Dude. Trust me, Mr. Brown.
Did you see what Bell did this week? Did he look like somebody coming off an injury?
I saw in the second half. Nothing against Bell. I like Bell. Believe me, I love Bell. I think Bell is one of the top five running backs in the league, but I saw the second half of that game when they could only put up 3 points against the St. Louis Rams. That's a problem.
The Rams, listen, Seattle can't even beat the Rams
Come on,
Seattle, they went to the Super Bowl. They can't even beat the Rams there. But what we do, we went up there and handle business,
game.
Even without Big Ben.
That's different. Dude, you scored 9 points with Ben, man. Come on, really? Come on. After you left, you scored a field goal.
What I'm saying.
2.5 quarters.
Did you see our defense everybody criticized all year? Did you see the defense we got?
Okay.
Honestly, do you think that the Steelers was going to win that game? Did you pick the Steelers to win?
Of course I did.
Yeah, you
picked
the
Steelers. But you know what? I bet, and excuse me, let me say this now, people, I am not, I don't normally do this, but you know, I took the Steelers. I took the Steelers in the 2 points in Vegas. But when Ben went down, yeah, I was nervous. I got to admit, bro, I was nervous. I was like, dude, am I going to lose this bet now? Ben's out.
Right. And guess what happened? The defense, right?
We'll see. You got 4 weeks to depend on your defense. We'll see how it turns out. But I'm telling you, Baltimore will win on Thursday. I guarantee it.
Okay, you got me to Baltimore. I'm making a note on that, Jazz.
Guarantee it. Mr. Green gonna call next week and be like, you know what, man, you was right, man. He was trash, man.
Telling you. Michael Vick, don't sleep on the brother. Brother got. Don't sleep on him.
Brother Trey, he couldn't even start in the Jets. They gave him the job. He gave it back. He said, you know what, I ain't ready.
The Jets ain't no real organization. I like the Steelers, man. We history, man. We create players. Jets don't create players. They destroy players. Everybody come to the Jets, die off. Pittsburgh make players. We make people.
No, man. Okay.
We have a hand, Mr. Green. I'm gonna talk to you next week.
Be good.
Hi, Ms. Green. Call me now. Right. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna put you back in the queue, Mr. Green.
All
right.
They better win. Calling you.
Okay, Jazz. We gotta bring in 770-713. You're live on the school board with Tony and Jazz. What's your name and where you calling from?
The Gum King.
I'm sorry.
How you doing?
The Gum King calling from the ATL.
Oh, how you doing this evening?
No, I can't call it. Just to speak on the little last topic that y'all had going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
If
your true Pittsburgh Steelers fan was actually looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers playing throughout this series, these three games, D'Angelo Williams was beasting out, and they didn't put him in the game. They would have had more points than they had, obviously, if they would have put the man back in the game. He averaged 100 yards rushing in the last two games. He on my fantasy team, so I know this.
I agree.
And with Vic in the game, yes, it's going to hurt them bad because he's one-dimensional. He has to roll out to the outside just to even see who he's going to throw to.
So they are going to suck.
Until Big Ben get back. Plain and simple. Still amazing, yeah, you can keep hammering if you want to, but, yeah, with Vic out there, yes, you're going to suck.
I hope for the Steeler Nation that he's only out four games. Because if he's out six, season over. You can't recover from that. Especially with Cincinnati being 3-0. Cincinnati will probably win that division. Like the last couple years. No Ben, no Dice. No, they do. They're going to go down smoking. Nothing against them. But Michael Vick is trash. From Atlanta.
Not the same guy. Tell you the truth, they should have brought in Tebow instead of that bullshit.
Wow.
I'm just saying, at least the man going to put some holy prayer water on the team. Even if they lose, at least they're going to lose with a good heart.
I'm going with that.
Are you still a fan? Not at all. Okay, who's your team? You have a team?
No, I don't really have no team. I'm just biased.
You're biased? Oh.
Why are you biased?
I'm just biased to certain teams who everybody be riding on. If your team gonna suck, just say they gonna suck.
Jazz, I'm going to put this out. You know, this is, my name is Tony. You know, my partner over there is Jazz. And you know, anybody that call in and don't have a team, I just automatically, you know, put them on my team. So you on my team.
Okay, who you roll with?
I'm rolling with Big Joe, baby.
You are rolling
with? Yo. Okay, dude, don't do that.
Okay, since I'm from Atlanta, I'm going to roll with the Falcons then. I can't even do that. I don't give a hole with the foul.
No, see, you already done gave up your rights to have a team, so you rolling with me.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna give you that far, but my heart ain't gonna be there with you, so I'm sorry.
I just need a body, that's all.
Yo, she got enough people on her side, dude. Look, we need more Falcons fans, please. We need more. They 3-0, by the way. 3-0. I might want to add. They 3-0.
Julio, that's all I got to say.
Dude, beasting for real. Oh my God.
The
fact that the Giants have worked out Wes Welker and Hakeem Nicks means that they're looking for a wide receiver. And, you know, I'm not going to say anything bad about Beckham because I like Beckham. More than Beckham to win in the league. You need more than Beckham.
Yeah. Just like you're going to need more than Julio to win, too.
I don't know.
Julio go down, that's the only person that be catching the ball. If Julio go down, who you go to? I'm going to go back to my old wide receiver that used to be the number one star.
He can't go back to Roddy White. Can't go back to
They're gonna be overworking goddamn Julio the whole goddamn season. Nine kickers a game.
Dude, they like, yo, Julio, go get it. All right.
Yeah, just get a bottle of LeBron. Just get it to LeBron.
Exactly. Get out the way. LeBron. Let LeBron do his thing. That's Julio. He's like, look, we need a first down. Where Julio at?
Yeah,
where
the fuck is Julio? Goddamn, he gonna have a Waldo hat on the goddamn field in a minute.
Absolutely.
Gotta find him.
So now let me ask you this though. Okay, if you think that the Steelers, how do you think that they'll end up in these next six games? Considering the next six games against some pretty stiff competition.
Yeah, I give you 2-4. I give you a fluky game. I give him 3. I give him a fluky game.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
That's
how
Mr. Green gave us.
Do you agree with that, Ms. Tony?
Hey, I give him the fluky game.
Absolutely.
You got to give him a fluky game.
You don't agree with it, yet?
Nah, I think as long as Vic, I think every game that Vic starts, they lose.
Every game, you think?
You got to think about it. You already going to give them 2 games. You got to give them a fluky game, too. Because you'll be like, oh, shit, he won his 2 games. I said he was going to win. It's a fluky time. It could be a defensive game, nothing but field goals. You got to think about it. They defense are just thrown to hold somebody down for field goals.
I don't know, man. You got to take it to account.
You got running backs out there.
I know, but they're 2-1, but you got to think about it. The teams that they're playing, they had to score to keep up with them. You don't have to score them now. So a team like Carolina is perfect for them because Carolina don't score. And with this game,
that might be your fluky game.
It's nice.
You got a point. You're right. You got a point. I got to give you that. You got a point.
Well, we thank you so much for calling into the scoreboard. Remember, Jazz and I are here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. talking all things sports. So I'm going to put you back in the queue to continue to listen. And thank you once again.
Yo,
thanks a lot, baby.
Okay. Jazz, we have another hand up. The fans are coming out tonight. We're going to bring in 678.
The Giants won. I keep telling you.
787. You're live on the scoreboard with Tony and Mr. Jazz. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm Mr. Chopping It Up from ATL. My man, Mr. Jazz, knows me very well.
What's up?
Hey, Mr. Chopping It Up.
What's going on? How y'all doing this evening?
We are good.
We're talking all things sports.
Well, you know, I've been listening to the commentary all night long. And you know what? I'm going to have to go with my man on the last call. I'm going to get the Steelers to 3-3. Y'all Giants fans need to go ahead and calm down real quick because it's going to be a short-lived affair for y'all being real happy. about winning this weekend. It's going to be a short-lived affair. So y'all Giants fans need to go ahead and calm down and realize that, remember, Eli is not the dude that y'all think he is for paying him the amount of money y'all paying.
You know,
and until Victor Kloon gets back.
Well,
yes,
I don't know if Victor Kloon is coming back.
You go right ahead. I'm going to let you finish being this cold, so you go ahead now.
What'd you say, Miss Tony? I'm listening to you, Miss Tony. I know you got something for me, so I'm listening.
You know I do. First of all, Giants fans, we always up, first and foremost, okay? Win or lose, we are up, buddy. You hear me? And
I wasn't up last week.
To start. Jazz, you know I'm always up.
I wasn't up last week.
You should know that by now. We had a guest last week, Jazz, so we were on our best behavior.
Okay.
But
okay.
Jazz, you know, don't be trying to sidetrack me. I got to rep my diet. We always love. And Victor Kloon is slated to get back into the game on Sunday, Mr. Chopping It Up himself.
But like I say, if you wouldn't think about it, you got an $84 million dude that can barely even get these dudes the ball and sustain y'all through four quarters. So I don't necessarily understand how y'all Giants fans can really be up about just getting one game. Y'all been looking real slumpy. So I don't understand that. You know, I really don't. You know, I have to let y'all go with that, you know.
Of course, you got to let us go, Mr. Chopping It Up, but I don't get it to nobody's pocket. I just love the game. You know, they're going to get paid what they're going to get paid, whether I have a say in that or not. That's just how I see life. But, you know, if he's going to be paid, he's going to be paid. So I just got to take him on the field.
if you're gonna pay a man that kind of money, then that means, you know, he has to absolutely get you to where you're trying to go, and it don't make it no better that y'all got a coach that y'all done had on a hot sheet for.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's
true. It just don't make it no better, you know.
That's true. But you know, my partner, Mr. Jazz, he takes care of the pocket money, so I leave that to him. I just enjoy the game.
Yeah, we have great conversations about pocket money all the time. So that's a real interesting conversation in itself.
I do not condone gambling in any way. I don't condone gambling in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I do not condone that, by the way. Just wanted to add that.
But you say that.
Well, I think that, you know, remember, like I said, the Giants are working out Wes Welker and Hakeem Nicks, so I don't believe that Victor Kloon is coming back. I really don't.
I think he'll be back. I think Victor Kloon will be back. It just won't be in the time frame that they want him to come back. It's going to take them a little longer than what they anticipated.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Chopping Up, we have some listeners that are listening to you chopping all this stuff over there. They want to know, what's your team? Who are you repping tonight?
Team. Well, I can tell you, my home team is trash, and they've been to their first-string quarterback,
wait,
so I can tell you that straight up.
We want to hear the name of your trashy team. Come on, put it out.
The Washington Redskins are my hometown team, you know. But they're all the way trash right now. I'm not going to sit here in front like we're just the best thing, you know, smoking right now, because we're not. I mean, really. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay, I'm not.
I'll be honest. My man, Mr. Jazz, will tell you, I'm an honest dude. I'm not gonna cut any corners.
Yeah, I gotta say, he ride with him now. I ain't going front. He ride with him now. I mean, but
okay,
you know,
I'm trying not to laugh too hard.
Well, okay. Now, what I would say, I tend to believe that. At least, remember, Washington and New York have the same record.
You always remember
that. But you know, they won't win a division, though. You know, that just as well as
you know. I mean, look, they have the same record. And to Washington's defense, they do have no quarterback, none. You have an overpaid quarterback, and you have the same record. I'm just saying.
But think about it. We put the overpaid quarterback to the back of the bus. He's at the back of the bus at this point. And I mean, that dude is probably doing special teams work. outside of his, matter of fact, he might be holding punts. You know what I'm saying? He might be holding field goals. You know what I'm saying, for the kicker or something. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm gonna be honest about it. I mean, the dude, he's a bust at this point.
So, then let me ask you a question. Then, in your opinion, what do you think that the Washington Redskins need to do to right the ship? Because we already see it's broken. The ship is about to crash and burn.
You said what they need to do to fix it?
Yeah, what do they need to do to fix it?
If we're gonna fix the problems in D.C., first off, we need to go ahead and deal with the offensive line situation. Because if you can't keep a quarterback upright, pretty much you're in a dead situation. Because none of your quarterbacks will survive and be effective and be able to get, you know, the ball to the receivers that they have if you can't keep a quarterback upright. Two, you need to go ahead and start addressing, like I always say, you need to go ahead and address your secondary. Because your defense, you worked a bit on your defensive line, so you're getting that together. But you got to address the secondary because you can't keep getting killed by top-notch receivers.
Yeah.
Weekend and weekend. It just don't happen. You know, that ain't
going to work. Yeah, then you lost D'Angelo Hall this weekend.
Well, I mean, I don't like him anyway. I figured he should have retired about 4 years ago. So I'm kind of glad that he's sitting down at this point. You know, he was good back in his heyday, but now he's way past his heyday. So I'm glad that he may be sitting there. His body might be telling him, dude, we got 20 million miles on this thing. It's time for us to go ahead and stop this train from rolling. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he needs to do. He needs to sit on down somewhere.
I'm sorry to cut this off, but I'm just looking at the time, and I really want to get this game in. Did you guys watch last night's game?
Of course I did. I have Aaron Rodgers on my fantasy team.
That was a massacre. That wasn't a game. That was a massacre.
I just love watching Aaron Rodgers play. I mean, his QBR is like off the charts.
Oh yeah, watching Aaron Rodgers,
you know,
is a beauty.
It really is. It's like, you know, I don't know if you know Mr. Chopping It Up, but I'm an avid basketball. I mean, basketball is my passion, and I gotta respect the game. Watching Aaron Rodgers play is kind of like me watching LeBron James. Because he gives it all in that position, It's just how I see it, you know. As a sports fan, I'm taking off my whole hat right now, but I just love watching him maneuver on the court. And I like watching Aaron Rodgers passes last night that I couldn't believe were caught, and it moved. So I just wanted to get you guys. Do you think that he is at the top as far as QBR? As of week three,
I would have to agree.
Yes.
With that.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to say, yeah. I mean, right now, I don't think that there's a quarterback in the league right now, as far as offense that is doing what Rodgers is doing. I mean, Rodgers. I agree with my man Aaron. He's not just winning. It's like him and Tom Brady. Like Tom Brady said, dude, because y'all was messing with me, I'm going to put a 50 on every team I play.
Exactly.
And I think Rodgers believes
it. And he's doing it.
I think that Rodgers is like, I'm going to put a 50 on every team I play. I believe he like, yo, he's one of them quarterbacks where when he got his foot on your throat, yeah, he's going to kill you. There's no coming back.
Yeah, he's going for the jugular all day. There's no denying that at all because he's an assassin. When he got you down, he's going to keep you down, no doubt about it.
And do you think that Rodgers is still playing with a chip on his shoulder that he was drafted so late in the draft? Do you think that still kind of plays? You don't think so?
No, I think what he's doing is I think he's playing with a chip on his shoulder from the last couple of seasons of opportunities that were missed with him in the Super Bowl. And I think that his competitive nature is just making a statement right now that, yo, I'm going for the Super Bowl. It's either Super Bowl or bust. I think that's his mentality right now.
Yeah. I mean, well, you also got to think about it. He's what, 30?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe early 30s. So, I mean, he probably won't be playing that much longer. Guys aren't doing what Peyton does, playing until they're 38, 39, 40 years old. It doesn't work like that. So, with the contract, you are, for him anyway, I agree totally with Aaron, because the whole him drafted and all that, that's history. He exercised that demon when he won the Super Bowl. That takes care of all that. But now, remember, when they still talk about the Super Bowl, everybody first, the first team they always talk about is New England. Not the Packers, New England.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's what drives him. Because when you are that good, when you at the peak of where Rodgers is, and you look to your side, and you see Tom, like, damn. But if people are like, yo, Tom Brady's better than Aaron Rodgers, depending on who you talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're Aaron, you want another ring. And you want to beat Tom Brady to get that ring.
That's true.
But, you know, Jazz, you talk about age, and Tom Brady is 38 years old, if I'm not mistaken. And I think he's playing some of the best ball that he has been playing. So you really got to I don't know about the age thing. If he's playing this well at 38, what does that say for Aaron Rodgers? You don't think that he will be at a higher level when he kind of gets up in age? I mean, Tom Brady's playing the ball.
Not with his mobility, he won't. With his mobility, most time mobile quarterbacks, especially if they stay mobile to about the age of about, if they don't slow down by the time they're 33, they're not going to make it to 38.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what makes Aaron Rodgers effective is the fact that he's mobile. And him being a mobile quarterback, or I might be offending some of your traditional football fans by saying mobile, so I'll say a scrambling or a running quarterback. With him being that way, most mobile guys don't last past about 33, 34 years old. So, and that's what makes his game effective is because he's mobile. Now, Tom has a supreme line that keeps him upright. Same thing with Peyton Manning. It's only been recent years that we've seen Tom Brady run as much, even though it takes him about 30 seconds to pick up 5 yards. But it's amazing to see him running at 38 years old when he's never done it through the course of his career. His line has always kept him upright to where he's been able to make his effective throw. So.
Right.
If Aaron starts to slow down and he becomes a better pocket passer, through his older years, because if his wheels start to go and he's able to rely more on the pocket and Green Bay is able to keep him upright, then, yeah, maybe at 38 years old, we'll probably have this conversation again and we'll say, well, hey, Aaron, he maintains, But that has yet to be seen.
You know, I'm going to get back on my Giants. Jazz, just give me 1 second, buddy, and I'm going to let you go. But I'm gonna get back on my Giants bandwagon. you talk about protecting your QB. Now, if Eli had that protection, you don't think that he would be having a better game? You know, if you could protect Eli and let him get what he got to do and throw that ball, you don't think that he would have a better? People would just think better of the way he plays. You got to protect your QB.
Okay.
Well,
I don't
want to
hear
Chris.
Come on, somebody. Talk.
Wait. Let me say this. There are 32 quarterbacks, including Eli, in the league. And I'm going to say that if you are a quarterback in the National Football League, you can play quarterback pretty well. Because you're in the pros. So I would think that for any quarterback, not just Eli, if you give a quarterback a great line, they all going to look good. They all look good. I don't care if it's Tannehill, K. Cam, Rivers, they all look good.
That's true.
But I think that when you're talking about Eli, it's not, for me, with Eli, my problem with Eli is the dumb things he's doing at the end of game that is causing the team to lose. That's my problem with Eli. The not sitting in the sack, throwing the ball, stuff like that. Dude, you should know better, dude. You're not in the, you're not Blake Broyles. You're not in your third year, fourth year. Dude, you're in your 10th, 9th, 10th year. You should know better. That's my problem with Eli.
That. I got to agree with that. Those double digit leads in the fourth period, they really, you know, that's just, that spoke volumes. But I got to hate for them, Jazz. You know, I'm a homer.
No, I have no problem with that. But like I said, I mean, I don't think that the Giants' problem, I don't think that them losing those two games had anything to do with the offensive line. It didn't.
It's just bad.
No, it's just line two losses. Two losses. It gives us two losses that you keep throwing at me, and I keep dodging and trying to catch them and, you know, throw them back at you. But I'm just saying that.
Well, look, you know what? I'm glad y'all had me on in order to enjoy this commentary. You know, I appreciate it dearly. I'm glad, you know, because I know Miss Tony is an avid Giants fan, so I had to call in and mess with her real quick. My man, Mr. Jazz,
you can call anytime.
I'll see you soon, partner.
Yo, make sure you come back, baby. I got you.
I will, man. I'll be back. You know I will. I appreciate the hospitality always.
All right, baby.
Thanks for calling, Mr. Chopping It Up. You know I always got something sharp to say now.
All right, later.
All right, later. But I'm going to talk about basketball season. I'm going to really see where you at.
Oh, see, now you're
we didn't even talk about that Rose getting hurt. We didn't talk about that.
Man, we ain't gonna talk about that. I'll save that for another occasion. I'm not gonna talk about that. Right now. I gotta get to the kids, man. I ain't gonna talk about that.
All right, man.
I'll let y'all soon.
All right, later,
thank
baby.
Thank you.
All right.
Forgot about that.
I know. We got. You know, it's coming up. Actually, I just got my next season tickets today. I gotta work on those tomorrow, so it is about to go down. On the hot.
You can actually buy them? They're not giving them to you for being a homer?
See, you know you're talking that crap at 2 minutes left in the show. You know you don't talk about my Knicks.
But like I said, they actually expect for you to buy them tickets, dude. Really?
See, Jazz, I'm going to let that one go until next week, but just I'm just making a note. Get on Jazz about my basketball. But before we go, Jazz, come on, we got to make our picks for next week, for the next
all
week.
Right,
I got
all right,
my
what
detail.
You got?
I already right, got ready. You down. Let me just back up just 1 minute. I already got you down.
All right.
As the Ravens win it. You know, we didn't even talk about that big loss with the 49ers. That was an upset. So there's so much to talk about in our show.
Let's not misunderstand. The 49ers, right now, for me, between them and Jacksonville, they have to be the worst team in the league. They're really bad. Really, really bad.
Did you see this start, the way they're having? Did anybody see this coming?
Yeah.
You did?
It's Kaepernick. It was. It's Kaepernick. Ew. I mean, he's garbage. But I will say this. I didn't think that he would start the game with two pick sixes. I didn't think that would happen. Who would have thought that would happen?
Yeah, that doesn't look too good.
No. So he'll be freezing after the end of the year, too.
We'll see. We coming into week four. Hopefully, you know, they'll pick up a W. But we're going to go through our picks, you know, and let our listeners hear what Mr. Jazz has to say for the upcoming week in the NFL. Once again, you're listening to the scoreboard. My name is Tony, and my partner over there talking that trash over my big blue team, the Giants, is the one and only Jazz scoreboard. But that's beside the point, because, you know, we still love you. We still love you, Jazz.
Well, thank you.
So I'm going to run down. So the Ravens and the Steelers, you're going with the Ravens, right?
Yeah, I got you, man. I got you.
There was some hesitation. Let me let Mr. Green know you over there hesitating on his team.
No, I want to pick the Steelers. I do, but Michael Vick starting. I can't do it.
So Vick.
Yes, he is the only factor. For all I'm concerned.
Okay. We might have an upset on that in that game, but you know the Jets and the Dolphins are going to be across the pond. So who are you going with on that duo right there, the Jets and the Dolphins?
I'm gonna take the Jets on that game.
Let me find out I'm wearing you down.
No, it's not bad. They just have a better running game than Miami. Miami's in shambles right now. They don't know what the hell they. Then now, I will say that if Revis is out, that plays a factor. That plays a factor if Revis is out.
Oh, so
but
I'm going to make a little note
I'm
that if Revis is out.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm picking
Jeff, though.
I'm
working on you, though. The Panthers and the Buccaneers, Jazz.
Panthers.
Okay, how about the Chiefs and the Bengals?
Bengals.
The Jags and the Colts. They're going with the Colts?
The Colts should win.
They got their first win,
like
I believe,
trash.
This weekend, right?
Yeah, they got their first win, but they've been looking like trash. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yes. It's day one. How about the Browns and the Chargers?
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
The Browns.
Going with the Browns. You're going with your boy.
No, I really don't like Johnny. I really don't. And because
why
he,
I say that
if he's
boy.
Starting, you saying that Johnny's starting? Is that what you're telling me?
Am I saying he's starting? No,
you,
I said
are you telling
boy,
me that Johnny is starting?
I don't know about him. You know, the jury is out. As far as he's concerned, and me,
okay.
I've never been a Johnny fan.
Okay, I'm going to take the Chargers. Because if Johnny's starting, they're going to lose. So I'm going to take the Chargers. Sorry.
The Chargers. Okay, there's a change up. How about the Packers and the 49ers? Is that a given?
Come on. Is there any, dude? Kaepernick just threw four interceptions. Come on. And they got blown out 47-7? No.
47-7, yes.
Green Bay going to drop at least 40 on them, at least. Wait, are they playing the Lambo?
At least 40. They're playing.
Yeah, are they playing?
I think they're playing at the Niners. I think they're playing in Cali,
Green Bay going to score 40. If they playing in Green Bay, he's going to drop 50 on them.
Wow. Okay. Now, this next one, the Cowboys and the Saints. The Saints has come in. How you feeling about them Saints?
Cowboys.
You going, that's how you feeling about them Saints?
Yeah. Because Breeze might not play. If Breeze don't play, then it's over. It's over before it even starts.
Okay, how about the Lions and the Seahawks? That's Monday night's game right there.
Seahawks. Cam's back.
You know, the Seahawks have been getting all kinds of names. They've been called the Sea Chickens, the Sea Seagulls, everything with the Seahawks.
Yeah. I saw all that. most of those comments are coming from fellow 1-2 teams. So that's fine. I mean, I understand that. But, you know. The Seahawks have a better chance of making it to the playoffs than the Giants. But, okay, I'm sorry.
See, Jazz, you're digressing. You're digressing, buddy.
Sorry. Sometimes it just comes out uncontrollably. I try to control it sometimes.
Yeah, I see how much control you got over there. How about the Rams and the Cardinals? You know, I'm liking the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
I'm gonna say they are Super Bowl bound. I'm putting it out there.
Huh? No, I don't know about all that.
I think they're a big contender for the Super Bowl.
They're
you don't think so?
Yes, they're a contender. Yes, but I can't just. I mean,
you don't like
basically,
the way
you saying
the playing?
Dude, I don't know if Carson Palmer going to stay healthy.
Remember,
he's old. No, he could mess around and. So you think he's going to stay healthy all year?
I don't know about him being healthy all year, but I'm predicting them to be contenders for the Super Bowl.
I can go with that. As long as Carson Palmer's healthy, yes, they will contend for the Super Bowl. It was 8-0. Last year it was 8-0, and Palmer went injured. They lost the next 5 out of 6.
Okay, now. All right. How about the Vikings and the Broncos?
I'm going to say Minnesota because I don't think that
I'm going with them,
Denver,
too. No,
I think AP going to roll all over. You going with the Broncos?
You think so? I'm going with the Broncos. You going with the Vikings?
Okay.
It's on, Jazz. It's on.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with the Vikings. Absolutely.
All right. We got the bump heads on that one. I just made a snap. How about the Eagles and the Redskins? Your boys' team. Them Redskins.
Oh, the Eagles.
Eagles. Let me find out you're going with the king. Okay. The Texans and the Falcons.
I gotta go with the Eagles. Falcons.
Some dirty birds. You know, they took I digress. The Raiders and the Bears.
Raiders. We'll be 3-1.
That was a given, right? And you know, I had to save the best for last, Jazz. You know that, right? So who are you going with? The Giants or the Bills?
The Bills, of course.
How did I know?
Of course.
The way the Bills
played last week, they might drop 40 on the Giants.
You and your 40.
No. It's an offensive league, man. What can I tell you? Cats be scoring points. Hey, remember, we just watched the New England Patriots. They put up 50 last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if the Giants, Buffalo might put up 40 on them. I'm telling you.
Okay, listeners, we Giant Nation, we got to come out next week because Jazz is talking about the Bills dropping 40 on us. Can y'all believe that?
1-3.
They're
going to be 1-3 soon. They're going to be 1-3 again. You know,
okay.
Ms. Gibbs going to be trying to jump out the window. You need to pull her back. So don't jump. Don't do it. People need you, girl.
You're going to have her coming after you. Make sure you call in next week and get on Jazz.
Yeah, if she got a big blue stick on the car might break down because, again, it's 1-3. So.
With Jazz.
Tell me.
Once again, we've come to the end of our show, and as always, we have so much fun here on the scoreboard. You're listening to Tony and my partner over there, the Giant Hater. Is the one and only Mr. Jazz Scoreboard. Don't forget to tune back in with us next Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Well, we got to be talking all things sports. And make sure you call and rep your team. And also, as a little side note, if you don't have a team to rep, you're automatically on Team Big Blue.
Then please claim a team. Please claim a team before you call in. Please. You don't want to be on that wagon.
You know I'm a smash-up Jazz, right?
Tell you the way Pinkberg gonna look, Mr. Green gonna be calling in. He ain't gonna be sounding all happy. He gonna be like, "Oh, what happened? I didn't think he was gonna look that bad." You know, Ms. Gibbs gonna call in talking about how the Giants got robbed. You know, everybody gonna have an opinion. It's okay.
That's the beauty of sports, Jazz.
Exactly. But again, Big Blue Nation, you must realize your team's not that good. And I'm not going to say anything else.
Are you only saying that because what's the Raiders? 3-0?
2-1. We're 2-1.
Yes. Yeah,
yes.
You say that now. We're going to to see you in week 10, see where you are. You're going to be 2-8?
That's all right. Y'all going to be right behind me, too. 1-9. Remember, I'm still up the game. Again, 10 sets it enough. Y'all laughed at me.
Oh, my goodness, Jazz. Miss Jim
laughed at me boisterously. She told me, she said, what are you talking about? You're so funny. Am I still funny now?
You're killing me, Jazz. You're killing me. Jim said to tell you your favorite number is 40.
40. That's right, 40. The Bills are going to put up, say it with me, people, 40.
40. Oh, you're killing me, Jazz. But once again, thank you, everybody, for calling in and supporting Jazz, and I really, really appreciate it. And we do have a lot of fun here on the scoreboard. We are on the scoreboard every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. We are presented by the one and only Boss Lady Nene Capri and Real Raw Radio. Make sure you guys tomorrow for our Wednesday night edition. And until next week at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, Jazz, we're going to call it another night. It was fun, as always.
We got you, and baby, and I'm gonna try to be on this Sunday. And on that note, because I know everybody laughing right now, I know they're saying whatever. I know it's okay. I understand. So kick that beat for me, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Yeah.
It's like I got money now. This is like I got money now.
On them hard look. And I like that, you know what I'm saying?
Because I just get up on these tracks in time.
I take 5 trips in 5 days, making money. I'm always stacking chips, making money. I guess I better take a hit, making money. Blackjack on a 21, making money. Let it be known every day about that life living. Every day making money, every day decisions. Family giving, shopping spree spending. Company on the mic, fast rhyme spitting. Make it does and I do it cut, budget made on a basic cut. Lately I just do it like what those couple hundred, see them fudgy fingers up, keep running, cash flow in my hand, keep counting. Yeah, you know the deal, right?
Drop by, okay. Deposit it on my cash flow, cause I got nothing to say. Bob your head to my music.